Vince and Kaylee Gouge are UK blue through and through.
We started dating in the spring of our sophomore year, got engaged the very first day of our senior year, and then married about a month after we graduated from undergrad.
UK has been the Gouges' home for undergrad, medical school, and now residency. They could never have imagined that one day they would be patients in the very hospital that trained them.
We were hit head on in our lane by a drunk driver. I have a brief memory of the oral surgery team suturing my face. I had exposed skull on arrival, and they had to, took them about 4 hours to sew my face back up. I did have an open femur fracture. I did have 18 fractures between my nose, my upper jaw, and my eye sockets or my orbits. And then I had a frontal skull fracture over my left forehead. I had metal plates as well as brackets put into my face to stabilize that. All these pieces of metal I still have today.
The people who treated Vince and Kaylee weren't just medical providers. They were friends, colleagues, and former fellow medical students. Their experience as patients has given them a new appreciation for UK as their workplace. Both Vince and Kaylee took extended leaves from work, but they were never made to feel like a burden to their colleagues or supervisors, all of whom went above and beyond to share their workload. In April 2024, 6 months after the wreck, Vince returned to work. From time to time, he runs into those friends and colleagues who saved his life.
Since I've been back at work, I've made it kind of a small project of mine, as I see people both in the hospital or out in the community, to take a picture with them and ask their permission if, hey, it's such an honor for me to be taken care of by you. And I now have a folder on my phone called People Who Took Care of Me. Even now, as I'm still continuing to go through physical therapy, it is both amazing to reflect back on the things that 6 months ago, a year ago, I wasn't able to do, and to think at the time it would have been hard for me to believe I am where I am now.
We're just so thankful for the community of Lexington and UK specifically, who have come alongside us and celebrated with us as Vince has done so well.
For UK at the Half, I'm Meg Mills.